University of Idaho PhD student Sebastian Ruda sits on a chair with a metal exoskeleton attached to his arm. There are sensors behind his ear, on the inside of his elbow, and on his wrist, gathering data on muscle activity as he moves. He reaches toward brightly colored virtual blocks on the screen in front of him, and the machine follows. As his hand reaches the block, a robotic voice tells Ruda,
"Wait."
There's a brief pause, a beep, and a block disappears as another one pops up. Fellow PhD student Chris Bitticoffer monitors the data coming in on a nearby computer screen, fine-tuning controls that will make the giant metal arm feel nearly weightless. It's almost like a video game, but unlike other games, this device, dubbed Blue Sabino, will help patients who have had strokes or have other neurological impairments. For U of I mechanical engineering professor Joel Perry, the work is personal.
The thing that's always brought me into this field and that motivates me is wanting to make the quality of life better for people. I grew up with a sibling with a disability, and so that really opened my eyes to that whole world.
Perry has been working on Blue Sabino with other engineers for about 7 years and worked on a similar design for his PhD in the early 2000s. Bitticoffer says Blue Sabino offers better data that current mobility tests can miss, which is important for choosing therapies and can also determine whether or not insurance will pay for them.
We can see things that a physical therapist won't be able to measure with the current metrics that are available very well. So if you've taken a Kugel-Meyer, it's like a couple point scale of whether you can kind of do an action or you cannot do it at all or you can succeed at it completely.
It can also provide support for certain movements, Perry says, which can help physicians get more accurate assessments.
So with this device, if someone doesn't have the ability already to do a reach and grasp movement, we can help with gravity support and put them into an environment where they can do the activities.
Perry says he hopes Blue Sabino can be used in the future to help doctors make better recommendations for their patients. Eventually, data from the device might allow for a database of patients with similar impairments.
You get consistent comparisons between subjects that have certain markers and a database that tracks what therapy they underwent and how they recovered.
The device could also be used in the course of therapy itself, with physical therapy exercises that feel like a video game. I'm Rachel Sun.